This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Huge fight weekend coming up. UFC 296 available for you on pay-per-view, but a stacked card. You got the former champ, Cody Garbrandt, is going to be there taking on Brian Kelleher. Champ, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on, man. It's the last one of the day, so it's a good one.
Yeah, well, I want to ask you this, man. My son and I were talking about this. He's seven. He's talking about he wants his dad to come to school. He wants to tell people what they do. I got to imagine if that was your kid, dad comes to school, gets to explain what to do. You have to, nobody could top your job for your kid. That must have you ever had the opportunity to do this? And if so, imagine that you must be the rock star of this.
Not yet. You know, my son's in kindergarten, but, in preschool, we had to drop him off, walk him in his class. Sometimes I had black eyes or stitches in my eyes, and the kids would be like in his class, like, oh, and everybody knows, you know, knows of it. So it's, he kind of guys, you know, explain to him, yeah, my dad's a fighter. That's why he has black eyes all the time or stitches in his face, you know. So he gets a kick out of it. I mean, he enjoys it.
Oh, man, you bring the belt there. That's a wrap. Like, you're the rock star of show and tell.
Yeah, I'll come in and say I'm a WWE wrestler. That'd be the best, you know.
That's absolutely so. Like, but that's got to be a cool feeling for you as a dad, because like most kids, they all think that their dad can beat up anybody in the world. It actually happens to be true.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Kai will go out, you know, do things, and you know, obviously we have some fans or supporters that come up that want a picture, or, you know, just to meet you, which I absolutely love. I love interaction with my fans who that truly support me. And early on, you know, Kai would always, you know, they'd walk away, and Kai would always want to be in the picture, and like too, we have so many. I'm sure a lot of fans have Kai just in there posing, always doing the peace sign, and he'd walk away, and he'd be. You know, he's asked, he goes, hey, dad, he goes, why does everybody love you? You know what I mean? So like early on for me, I was like, wow, I was like, this is, you know, my 4-year-old son asking that. I had to explain to him. I say, Kai, I said, you know, I was able to do an amazing accomplishment, you know, being a UFC world champion. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, like what I do as a career, you know, like daddy fights on TV. So they want to come out and meet me and, you know, they support me. So I kind of got to explain it to him. But, you know, just a brutally honest kid. He goes, dad, why does everybody like you? I remember we were out at, you know, where we were at, maybe in Vegas at a mall or something. I had a few people come up with pictures, and he just was young. And he was like, hey, why does everybody love you, dad? And so for me, I kind of was like, put in perspective, like, he's always watching, you know what I mean? He's always watching, like, in engagement and seeing, like, you know, who is his dad? He was his real dad. So I'm glad that I get to share that with him and understand, like, part of me, what I was able to do. And he's actually he'll be in attendance this Saturday for my first fight. So he's never been to one of my fights. He's always watching my TV. So, you know, he's super excited. He's like, dad, it was so funny. I was trying to get a little piece of his candy today, acting like, or no, it's a couple of days ago. And I was like, you know, let me get a little piece of that. He's going, dad, you can't. He's like, you got a fight coming up. He's like, you can't. After the fight, you can, you know. So he keeps me honest with it. So I'm excited for him to be in, you know, attendance to watch me fight. This will be his first one live. So I'm very excited. You know, he'll get to see, you know, firsthand what I do.
That's awesome, dude. That's a Goosey's moment as a dad, man. So congratulations for that one, man. This matchup against Brian Kelleher, what are the things that you feel like you got to do to have success and get the win?
I know, just be myself. You know, at the end of the day, anyone I face, any of my adversaries, just be myself, have fun, you know, have little reads, little things that I can do inside there. You know, obviously, you know, my speed, my power, my vision inside there, just pick my shots and just have fun at the end of the day. You know, it's a fight. It's a 15-minute fight, you know, go out there and showcase my skills, my hard work, my heart, you know, my, you know, warrior mindset, and just go on there and just, you know, have fun. At the end of the day, I think that we are so consumed on wins and losses that we let it deter away from what we actually and why we actually started this career is because we loved it and we had fun with it, you know. So I think just keeping it fun and doing what I do.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned your special accomplishment. I don't think I've ever seen anybody have as much fun in the octagon as you did when you had your championship fight and you won that thing. What is it like? What is it like finding your flow like that in a fight? I mean, it was such a marvelous thing to see, and then at the highest stakes with the highest pressure. I can't imagine being loose because you already do a crazy thing for a living, but doing it with that stakes to be at that level, it seems insane.
Yeah, you know, you have people that talk about flow state, you know, whether they're athletes or their business, you know, like whatever endeavor they do to talk about it. But to actually live out into a flow state performance, it's pretty amazing. It feels like you're, you know, oddly enough, you're not inside there. You're outside looking up above, you know. That's what I felt like. I saw everything, was just living the moment, enjoying myself. And all week, you know, for that fight week was my first world title, you know. And, you know, Woodley was like, hey, man, you only fight for one world title first. You know, you only have one first world title. So just take it all in, you know. And, you know, so that right there was a huge thing that I just kept thinking, hey, you know, like this is just, you know, be engaged, be present, you know, don't think of what if, you know, what if this happens, what if this happens. Because there's so many unanswered things that I had going on in my career. Can I go five rounds? Could I, you know, catch this Houdini of Dominic Cruz that was a ghost inside there that was so hard and so elusive to hit and figure out his unorthodox striking and footwork patterns. But truly, I just believed in myself and was so thankful and happy to be there through everything that I, you know, had to overcome to get to this point at 25 years old, under two years in the UFC. It was my sixth fight in the UFC. You know, I was just living in the moment and enjoying it and just believed in my skill and believed in what I was able to do.
It's pretty wild, Cody, because you doing something at that age is not done now. Most guys are about the age you're at. So, right. Like, do you feel like that title run is still there? Because it's plenty of time, man. Like, you have 32, you know, that's most people's primes. And you've already been to the mountaintop, so you know the path to get there. So, I guess, what's the mindset, I guess, for this chapter of your career and getting back to there?
Well, the mindset's always been, you know, to be the best. You know, if I didn't want to, you know, be the best, I wouldn't be in this sport. I could walk great tomorrow and be happy with what I was able to accomplish. But truly believe I'm the best in the world. And I have another opportunity this Saturday to showcase the reason why, you know, some people I'm going to have to remind on Saturday who I am. But at the end of the day, I know who I am. And just filled with gratitude to be in this position, have a great camp, be on a big card here in Las Vegas, go get a win against, you know, a veteran and Brian Keller. But for me, it's just, you know, enjoying it. Because we don't know when the last time that I can step aside this octagon. We don't know when the last breath is. We could, you know, crazy things happen in this life. You know, nothing's for granted. Take nothing for granted. So just being engaged, being, you know, excited, thankful. Go make weight tomorrow, refuel with the family and the team, and just go have fun. At the end of the day, like I said earlier, like I think we are so judged off of wins and losses that we let that dictate, you know, stress and pressure and takes the fun out of it. You know, it's a stressful career. You know what I mean? It is, but we can control what we control and go inside the octagon and just prepare ourselves for the best and hope for the worst and wish for the best. Sorry.
Cole, before we get you out of here, we're down here in Miami. We got a card coming up in March with your weight classes championship, Sean O'Malley, Chito Vera rematch. How do you think that fight goes down?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
It's different, you know. I think it's a different fight, you know. I think Cheeto's looked great his last fight, you know. He's, you know, in the last few, he was kind of like, a slow starter, you catch him in the end. But, you know, I think the last one, the Pedro fight, you know, Pedro's tough. He was able to, you know, stick to the game plan and get the win. Then you have Sugar, you know, that was able to, you know, knock out Aljamain. I just think Aljamain was pushed too much. To have too much of a turnaround. He cuts a lot of weight. I think it was just taxing on his body. And I've been there. You know, I spoke with Aljamain. We've trained a lot. You know, obviously at the VOC Performance Institute. You know, it's like one of those fights that you get there and you're like, man, I just don't want to be – I don't want to fight. You know, kind of like you almost get there and like after it was like, I lost, but all right, I'm glad that it's over with kind of thing. And I think that just a lot of things and reasons probably why – that he had that feeling. I know I've been there and a lot of those, not just because I've lost, it's just because you go in there and you're just not wholeheartedly into it. And it's tough, man. You have to have, you know, work hard, believe in yourself, a lot of luck in this game too, you know, showing up on the right day, making the right weight cut, no injuries, peaking on fight day. It's a lot that goes into a victory, you know, and especially at the highest level, you know, everyone, the UFC stuff, there's the sports evolve so much. Every 6 months, it's always new techniques and new fighters and new stars arising. So, you know, everyone that steps on the UFC is giving it up and dedicated their life to make it there. So it just, you know, one of those things that I mean, Tito's got the win over him. I'm not too sure, you know, he gets it done again. I'm leaning towards him because he's got the victory over him. But also when you're the champion, you got the championship confidence, you know what I mean? And eyes and the motivation. I'm not saying that Cheeto doesn't. I think he's a very driven individual, especially in fighting and especially where he's came from with this country and, you know, where he's able to rise up and the success that he's had. And same with Sugar. You know, I think that he's, you know, he's been groomed well in the UFC. You know what I mean? Groomed well.
Not the same as you, man. Like that's slow roll. Like you were like in the Shark Tank immediately.
Yeah, I came out. I was calling the shots. I wanted the big title. I wanted the big fights. And I got that. You know, those guys. I was 25 years old as a world champion, 11-0, under 2 years in the UFC. I was a world champion, but you know, I think they were groomed. You know, I think Sugar Sean was groomed well. He needed to be. I think they'll think if they put him in, you know, at the top with a lot of those fighters, then early on he wouldn't have had the success that he's had. But hey. Hats off to him. You know, he's got a rematch with Cheeto. I think that's a good fight. I'll be in attendance. I'm excited to go down to Miami and watch that fight. Maybe I'll do an in-studio interview. That'd be great.
Hey, would love it, dude. Well, that was actually going to be my next question because I don't know if that's too quick a turnaround or what, but you get the victory. Would that interest you at all being on that card, or do you want to be in attendance watching that card?
You know, I like to be in attendance. My son's birthday is the 12th, so – you know, I try not to, you know, have camp around that. But, I mean, the ninth would be good. Hey, who knows? Who knows what happens, you know? I'll stay ready. I train year-round. I'm always ready. My weight's always in phenomenal condition to be able to, you know, do the weight drop. I have Dr. Capo as my nutritionist and obviously work with the UFC Performance Institute as well, a nutritionist. So, yeah, I'm always ready, man. I'm always ready, especially, you know, they throw you in there as someone you want to fight. He's going to be, but you know, I'm looking forward to Saturday and I have a big call after Saturday.
Hey man, thanks so much for the time, Cody. We appreciate it. Enjoy this week. Enjoy it with your son. That's so cool. And it's always a thrill to watch you fight, man. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Take care.